ends with a similar doxology. For example, Psalm 41 ends with the words, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen." There is an order and logic to the five books that the Psalms have been divided into. We may not know why this Psalm is exactly Psalm 30, for example, but there is an order to the whole, and it is good that we pay attention to that order. Books 1 and 2 are similar in celebrating God's goodness in the reign of King David. All of the Psalms in Book 1 are attributed to David except for Psalms 1, 2, and 33. And we know David is the author of Psalm 2 from the Apostle Peter. Many of the Psalms in this book were written during periods of great difficulty in David's life. Psalm 3, for example, was written when David fled from Absalom. Psalm 18 was written after the Lord delivered David from his enemies in the hand of Saul. Psalm 2 introduces some of the Psalms by the sons of Korah. The first 8 Psalms in Book 2 are all attributed to the sons of Korah. All told, 11 Psalms are attributed to the sons of Korah. These were the faithful descendants of the Korah, who was killed by God in the great rebellion against the leadership of Moses. Book 3, in contrast, is much darker than the first two books. The first psalm, Psalm 73, is one of the great psalms of lament, and it is attributed to another great author, Asaph. Asaph was one of the leading musicians and leaders of David's choir, as well as being a man known for his great wisdom. Psalm 50 and Psalm 73 through 83 are all attributed to Asaph. The last psalm in Book 3, Psalm 89, is a complaint that the glories of the Davidic kingdom were gone. It was written by Ethan the Ezrahite, who was considered one of the wisest men in Israel next to King Solomon. In Book 4, we begin with the familiar Psalm 90, written by Moses, the man of God. Moses is mentioned 7 times in Book 4, as a number of the Psalms look back on the history of Israel. Psalms 93 through 99 are called the enthronement psalms and sing of God's kingship and reign on the earth. What has happened to the Davidic kingdom? Psalm 89 asks. Part of the answer is, the Lord is going to show he is the true king, and a true king is coming in the Lord Jesus Christ. Book 5 begins with a psalm perhaps written during the days of Ezra, as it celebrates the return of God's people after the judgment of the captivity. Psalm 110 in this book, Book 5, is the most quoted psalm in the New Testament as it looks forward to the true Messiah, Jesus Christ. Psalms 120 through 134, 15 psalms called the Psalms or Songs of Ascents. They were sung by the pilgrims traveling to Jerusalem for the various feasts, or that is one of the thoughts. And instead of a short doxology ending the book, there are 3 great psalms of praise to the Lord, which conclude a book devoted to praise and thanksgiving. We're going to be looking at one psalm in each of these 5 books as we spend 5 weeks this summer. Psalm 8, Psalm 46, Psalm 83, Psalm 105, and Psalm 147. May the Lord bless this study, our meditation on his word.